This is Economy Watch, what you need to know about New Zealand's economic life today. Brought to you by interest.co.nz.
Kia ora and welcome to Tuesday's Economy Watch, where we follow the economic events and trends that affect New Zealand. I'm David Chaston and this is the international edition from interest.co.nz. And today we lead with news that American regulators have been active overnight. First today, we should note that the regional First Citizens Bank has taken over large parts of failed Silicon Valley Bank's business. The takeover comes with SVB's balance sheet sanitised by regulators. The combination will make a bank that ranks number 26 in asset size amongst all US banks. The remaining assets of SVB are being held by the FDIC for disposal. Meanwhile, the closer the Fed regulators look under the hood at SVB, the worse it looks. Charges against SVB management seem likely. None of this news encourages investors to step up and fund new business startups in the way SVB did, though. That sector is now in the pits. Secondly, regulator the Commodities Future Trading Commission is suing Binance over some alleged serious regulatory failures and alleged dishonesty by its CEO. They are being charged with willful evasion in an action that comes as no surprise to crypto and money laundering watchers. The Bitcoin price fell. Elsewhere in the US, the Dallas Fed's factory surveyor for Texas was another poor one for their oil patch. It has now been consistently negative for more than a year now, the weakest region in the US. New orders were weaker, but the jobs component remained strong, even if pay pressures eased. The outlook wasn't flash, however. Across the Pacific, in a grim start to 2023, China's reported that its industrial profits suffered a sharp retreat on their reopening in February, down more than 22% year on year. A damaging price war in the Chinese car industry isn't helping as firms struggle for growth and demand. This official industrial profits report hurt both the Hong Kong and Shanghai equity markets because it is so unexpected. Meanwhile, in a bit of a surprise the other way, Taiwanese consumer sentiment improved in March. It was their highest reading since May 2022, as their economy recovered from pandemic disruptions and household sentiment strengthened across the board. This is not to suggest sentiment is high again, it isn't, but the improvement was unexpected. In Germany, another business sentiment survey showed the continuing improvements of other similar surveys in the country. In fact, this was their fifth consecutive improvement and it's highest since February 2022. And all this comes after the banking turmoil news. But of course, this may all change with strikes spreading in Germany. Inflation is stoking wage demands there. And the World Bank is warning of a long-term global downturn. Average potential global economic growth will slump to a three-decade low of just 2.2% per year through 2030. Ushering in a lost decade for the world's economy unless policymakers adopt ambitious initiatives to boost labour supply, productivity and investment. The US Treasury 10-year yield starts today at 3.52% and up 15 basis points from yesterday. And the price of gold will open today at $1,956 an ounce. That's down $22 from yesterday. And oil prices start today up nearly $3. At just on $72 a barrel in the US, while international Brent price is now just under $77 a barrel. And the Kiwi dollar is little changed against the US dollar, now at 61.9 US cents. Against the Aussie, we're also little changed at 93.2 Australian cents. Against the euro, we're down a quarter cent to 57.4 euro cents. That keeps our trade win index down at 70 and down very marginally. And the Bitcoin price is lower today. Now at $27,138 and down 2.1% from this time yesterday, volatility over the past 24 hours has been high at plus or minus 3%. You can find links to the articles mentioned today in our show notes. Get more news affecting the economy in New Zealand from interest.co.nz. Kia ora, I'm David Chaston, and we'll do this again tomorrow.